Michael Lovell was born and raised in Barbados and came to the United States for college.
I went to undergraduate school in Boston and studied pharmacy, and then came down to UF and did a PhD in pharmaceutical analysis. After graduate school, I went to Syracuse, New York, where I met my wife, Kathy. We both worked for Bristol-Myers. Went up to the Midwest and worked for Abbott and Searle, and then went back to Boston to work for Arthur D. Little. That's the point at which the entrepreneurial bug bit me.
Arthur D. Little is the oldest consulting company in the world, founded by a Boston chemist. Michael started a contract research company with two associates, then sold it in 1996. A few years later, he started his own contract research firm.
I was fortunate in that I traveled in the U.S. quite a bit, but I also had the opportunity to go to Sweden, Germany, the U.K. Still haven't seen London, even though I've gone through it for as many as 10 times.
In the years when Michael Lovell was traveling the pharmaceutical world, he became aware of interesting work at his former university.
I started coming back to UF for the Corporate Leaders Weekend and heard about all of the research that was going on at UF. Thought about coming back to move some of those technologies into the marketplace. Met some folks at UF who had started an angel investment fund, and both Kathy and I decided that we would become part of that. And then in 2004, we started seriously looking at coming back and finally made the transition in 2006.
Michael and Kathy settled in St. John's County near the river, but Michael didn't pursue his work in Gainesville and during the recession cut back on his traveling.
The technologies that I started to develop came out of Tampa, the Moffitt Cancer Center, rather than UF. A lot of my time now is focused on raising funds to commercialize the technologies that we license from Moffitt. A lot of that is done from home.
Michael's current group is comprised of two friends from his Massachusetts days. One is still up north. The CEO lives in Jupiter in Florida, and Michael works from home.
We're a virtual company. We wouldn't have any laboratories. We'll use contract manufacturers. And we'll use CROs for the clinical testing.
It is, in fact, an ideal situation for someone with local tastes, but a global network and working in a global industry.
Yes, I can live in an area that I like, visit colleagues when it's necessary. But once we raise the funding, a lot of my work will be with contractors who are out of state.
Michael Lovell is excited about his current work and expects to continue doing it for as long as he can.
It's a technology that has potential to treat cancer as well as kidney diseases. And in 10 years' time, hopefully, we would have gotten four technologies into clinic, proven that they're helpful to patients. Golf is only 5 hours a day. There's still a lot of time to continue to do what I'm doing.
Even though his work doesn't involve UF, he doesn't mind living close to it.
Very rarely do I go into Gainesville except for homecoming and the football game. Once a Gator, always a Gator.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.